Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. This is Dr. Michael A. Milton with a devotional for Palm Sunday called A Donkey's Tale. And we'll get to the devotional after a word from our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
As we reflect on Palm Sunday, we are reminded of the triumphant entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. The scriptures reference the Lord telling his disciples to get a donkey. Let's pick up the reading in Matthew 21, verses 1 through 3. Let's hear about Palm Sunday from one who was there. I'll tell you a tale. All those children singing hosannas, the palm branches thrown before my feet, waving. How could I ever forget? It was the high point in my life. Oh, I know. I've heard the jokes you make. It's interesting you never use King James Version except when you're talking about Balaam's donkey. Well, our kind knows all about the jokes, but let me tell you, it was no joke on that Sunday. Now, I can't talk like Balaam's creature, but I have something more. I have a donkey's tail. There are several things about that day that stand out to me. Ever so often, I feel like I just want to rear back on my hind legs and bray at the beauty of those moments with the one called Emmanuel. What do I remember? Well, there were at least three special moments that come to mind, and these memories may have something to say to you. Firstly, Jesus chose me. I remember the Galilean chose me to fulfill Scripture. I did not belong to the Galilean. I belonged to a man from Jerusalem, but on that day, the Galilean sent his disciples and told my master, "The Lord hath need of me." Do you know what that means? Do you know how it feels to be the bad end of a joke all the time? I don't have to do anything, and yet people immediately see me as stubborn and mean. Not Jesus. He didn't choose me out of pity either. He didn't select me to be his supporter because of any other reason than this. In the secret counsels of the Almighty, God set his love on me. Me. If I could only talk. Do you know how it feels when God chooses you despite your reputation? But Jesus chose me. There's a second thing about that day. You see, Jesus used me. By saying Jesus used me, I don't mean to say he took advantage of me. To the contrary, he gave me a part in the greatest story ever told. What do you think about that? Do you still want to call me stupid and mean and stubborn? Well, I may be all of those things, but for one brief shining moment, I carried the King of Kings and Lord of Lords on my back.
And I can never get over how God used a simple little creature like me to bring about so great a salvation. You'll have to forgive me. Yes, I do get excited. Here's the last thing I'll share with you, and I'll be on my way. Jesus not only chose me, Jesus used me, but he did so as others overlooked me. In the midst of all the hosannas and all the waving of palms, palm branches thrown at my feet, I knew the cheering was not for me. I knew the palm branches didn't form that red carpet that was actually green for the Prince of Donkeys. No, I knew they were welcoming Jesus as the promised Messiah. But just as they overlooked me and my important part, the role that changed our very species, in that great Palm Sunday story, many overlooked the Scriptures. For the glorious king who rode on my back was not a political figure. He was not riding into Jerusalem to overthrow Rome. He was riding into Jerusalem to go to the cross. And I can never forget that. The Scriptures declare that we creatures know more about God than some of you. You don't believe me? Listen to Job 12:7-10. But ask the animals, and they will teach you, or the birds in the sky, and they will tell you, or speak to the earth, and it will teach you, or let the fish in the sea inform you. Which of all of these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? But so many misunderstand, as so many misunderstood that day. But I knew why he chose me. I knew why he used me on that glorious Palm Sunday. And I could see what many overlooked. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords came into Jerusalem as the Prince of Peace. He was on his way to die for the sins of the world and to give his life as a substitutionary atonement for sin. He lived the perfect life so that whoever believes in him can be covered in his righteousness. At the cross, you see, he got our sin and we got his life. Well, I'm just one of God's creatures. But on that special day, that Palm Sunday, my life, and indeed my kind, were changed forever. And that's my tale. At the intersection of faith and life. This is Dr. Michael A. Milton speaking. Though I have made a donkey of myself numerous times in my life, I'm now stepping away from the voice of the little creature on Palm Sunday. I want to say to you clearly, this little parable based on true events is told to you that you may know God has placed his love on you, despite your sin, your past, or even what others may think of you. Secondly, like the little donkey, God has use for you. God not only saves us, he calls us to be his people, to have a role in his kingdom. And finally, I want you to see that Palm Sunday is not only the beginning of Holy Week, but if you repent and trust in Jesus Christ as the resurrected Lord of Lords and King of Kings in your life, it will be Easter morning forevermore. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Further reading. Palm Sunday Bible Story by G. Connor Salter on BibleStudyTools.com. Dorothy Sayers, The Man Born to be King, a play cycle on the life of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, written for broadcasting. And Palm Sunday Scriptures, Bible Verses on Jesus' Triumphal Entry at Christianity.com.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for working everything out for my good. Help me trust in your perfect plan. Amen.
Father, thank you for loving and caring for me.
With Christian Prayer Meditation, you can pray along to prayers based on specific topics. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Christian Prayer Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.